You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to the Market Closing Podcast right here on Money Control. My name is Rakesh and all the activity that transpired on Dalal Street and a little bit outside of Dalal Street right here on Money Control.
The Market Closing Podcast, a Money Control exclusive.
After remaining rather range-bound through the day, equity benchmarks on Thursday ended the day on a lower note, but the Nifty did manage to hold on to the psychological support level of 10,700 mark. The 30-share BSE Sensex managed to close around 70 points lower at 35,246.27. The day, of course, began on a positive note as the Sensex opened 100 points higher, while the Nifty also traded above the 10,750 mark. But selling pressure among sectors such as PSU banks, metal and pharma dragged the indices through the afternoon. Weak moves on the mid-cap index also hurt the market. The Nifty mid-cap index ended as much as 1.5% lower. Within the sectors, selling was seen in banks, automobiles, as well as infrastructure stocks. Nifty Energy Index and Nifty CPSE were the only two indices to end in the green today. Within the sectors, though, it was a red show all the way. So at the close of market hours, Sensex was down 73.08 points to close at 35,246.27, while the Nifty ended lower by 25.2 points at 10,716.5. The market breadth was negative as 783 shares advanced against a decline of 1,873 shares, while 144 shares were unchanged. Top gainers on the Nifty today, ONGC up as much as 2.95%, followed by Bharti Airtel, Tech Mahindra, Hindalco and BPCL. Top gainers on the BSE Sensex, ONGC again, Bharti Airtel, Reliance, HDFC Bank and Coal India. Top losers on the Nifty, Idea Cellular, Dr. Reddy's Labs, Tata Motors, Cipla and Bajaj Finserv. Top losers on the Sensex, we had Dr. Reddy's Labs again, Tata Motors, Sun Pharma, Power Grid Corporation and Bajaj Auto. From what happened on Dalal Street to certain specific stocks in the news, Federal Bank was one of the top stocks in focus and it ended 12% lower after the bank reported 43.5% year-on-year drop in net profit at 145 crore rupees for the March quarter. Increase in provisions and weaker asset quality took a toll during the quarter. At the time of closing, Federal Bank was down 11.47% to close at 89.55 rupees. Shares of JSPL ended 7% lower after the company widened its losses to 424 crore rupees. Higher expenses and finance costs weighed on the results. Some retail names were in the focus as well as investors looked to play on the Walmart-Flipkart deal. Future Retail with Kishore Biyani ended over 7% higher as reports stated that the company was looking to sell 10% in the firm to a global retailer. Meanwhile, within the Walmart-Flipkart deal, Sachin Bansal has sold his entire stake of 5.96% for over $1 billion and has said bye to Flipkart. In his note to his former colleagues on Facebook, he said that he would take some time off and realize some personal projects that he had not been able to give some time to and that he would also pick up some video games that kids these days are playing and would brush up on his coding skills. He did, of course, say that he'd be cheering from the outside and liked for the momentum to continue at Flipkart. An order win for an NHAI project in Tamil Nadu helped Wellspun Enterprises end the day 11% higher. Among earnings reactions, Asian Paints will report its numbers later during the day. The stock ended over a percent higher. Meanwhile, Titan has closed the day almost 0.5% lower ahead of its March quarter results announcements. And finally, what happened outside of India? In case of global markets, Asian indices closed with mild gains even as oil prices traded higher. The Nikkei 225 of Japan edged higher by about 0.39%. The broader topics index of Japan was up 0.27% by the end of the trading day. Meanwhile, investors in Europe kept a watch on monetary policy meeting by the UK's central bank. Stocks there have been trading mixed. Well, on the news that Walmart has decided to acquire a 77% stake in Flipkart with about $16 billion being poured in, Walmart's investors reacted rather negatively to the news of the retail giant's buyout, as over $10 billion worth of Walmart's market value was wiped away as investors punished the stock in early morning trading on the New York Stock Exchange. On the other hand, though, Amazon.com Inc.'s shares had risen marginally and the stock was up 0.2% as of yesterday. Well, that's all the action that transpired on Dalal Street. We'll, of course, be back first thing in the morning with the pre-market opening podcast as well as some stocks for you to pick from. And there are stories of the day and deep dives for you to listen to meanwhile. Until then, on behalf of all of us here at Money Control, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us. And stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.